How to write a letter of complaint. Your professor said your academic writing needed work. You didn't get the service you expected. You spent hours drafting a grant proposal that received no funding. Do these complaints sound familiar? Yes, indeed, life is often about not getting what you want. Life is full of disappointments, but sometimes these disappointments are so great that they warrant further scrutiny. Rather than act like a spoiled child, ranting and raving, wouldn't it be nice to be able to write a beautifully constructed letter of complaint? In the current age of instant reactions, where a hastily constructed email or a high-pitched, heat-of-the-moment telephone conversation can cause more harm than good and will often get you nowhere, a complaint letter seems to carry more weight. However, writing such a letter is seldom easy. Luckily, we're here to help, and we'll even provide an example complaint letter for your reference. The first step is to organize your letter of complaint to achieve clarity. Before you sit down to actually write the complaint letter, jot down the facts of the case. These facts might include the time, date, and location of the incident, and the names of the personnel involved. Then, briefly write down what went wrong and what impact, emotional or financial, it has had on you. The layout of your complaint letter is important. Writing a letter of complaint is partly about getting an annoyance off your chest. You can kind of think of it as therapy. And partly about seeking redress for wrongdoing. To achieve both ends successfully, adhere to the following three-step sequence. Step 1. Clearly state the facts of your case and the causes of your complaint. Step 2. Outline and discuss why you are so unhappy or upset. Step 3. In some cases, it may be appropriate to set out your thoughts on a remedy or a fix that would be amenable to you and others. In other instances, it's best to leave the solution in the hands of the perpetrator. You should keep your complaint professional. This should be a formal letter. After all, it's a serious matter, and you want it treated as such. 1-inch margins are used throughout. A professional letter typically uses an easy-to-read and plain typeface, Arial or Times New Roman, in 11 or 12-point font. Avoid any fancy typefaces or small point sizes, as they may send the wrong message. You should also include your address in the top left header of the letter. The address of the company or person you're writing to, in this example, that awful company, let's say, should appear on the left. And it's best if you can address your letter to a particular person within that organization. If you don't have a name, dear sir or madam is applicable in the salutation line. Don't forget to sign off your complaint letter with a closing salutation, such as yours sincerely or sincerely. Make sure you leave sufficient space for your signature. It's usually about 3 lines. Don't close off with something angry or something bitter. Leave on a good note. Your document should be error-free. Are you worried that your emotions will get the best of your ability to write an error-free document? Well, our personal document editors at Scribendi.com will gladly revise any existing letter draft that you have in order to ensure that you use the correct grammar and spelling in all cases. This podcast is brought to you by Scribendi.com because grammar matters.